Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. I want to welcome you to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host. And of all the calls that I really, really look forward to, I think it's an honor to interview and have guests on who share their story almost every Saturday. That's kind of the regular routine that we do here on Saturday AM Live. And on that note, where this thing started, well, 15 years ago, one of the biggest things that was a drawing card for people jumping on the line, especially those of on the West Coast, to endure getting up and becoming somewhat coherent by 7 a.m., was the fact that we have live testimonies. We have people sharing their stories of what the NECAN solutions have done for them. So I want to set this up, and while I'm doing that, here's my challenge, and I'll make this, you know, as simple as I possibly can. About 3 years ago, well, I know it was over 3 years ago that NECAN started working, the research and development team that we have, which is absolutely phenomenal, and a lot of these people are behind the scenes, and we don't know who they are or where country they're in and that kind of stuff. I mean, we know some of them. But they started working on a concept completely altering what we used to have from the technology that the company was started with, which was a side-by-side polar magnetic design, concentric circles, then moved to checkerboard, then to triangular, then to EQL or equilateral triangle. And I'm not going to get technical on you, but basically it's taking the north and the south poles that were side-by-side, and we converted them about 3 years ago to what we call the Dynaflux technology. And Dave Balzer in Anaheim, California, like I said, almost 3 years ago, stood up in front of us and held up a power chip. And this concept was revolutionary in the sense that instead of side-by-side magnetic poles, it was layered one on top of the other. And with that, what they discovered was that we could get better field penetration, or better, a throwing of the magnetic field into the body or into any, whatever it's coming in contact with, plant, animal, human being, you name it. Even taking a power chip and putting underneath a glass of water, and you can change the molecular structure of that water by doing something as simple as that. That one product introduction, the power chip, has completely altered where we have gone from there, and in the introduction of a year after that, the MagFlex, which is a conversion from our KinkoFlex, we all called it the BackFlex, to now what we have, the MagFlex, utilizing that same design. Now we have the M-Stride. On that same note, a little bit different spin-off, taking a side-by-side or a bigger magnetic field in the SpiderRAM technology, which was originally introduced into the Kinko C2 and then into our sleep system. So all those solutions that have been introduced in the last few years, that's what I want to focus on this morning. Most of us on the line are seasoned consultants. We also have some that are newer to the NECAN family. And I know that there's a lot of stories out there, because when I've talked to those of you on the line during the week, or sometimes during the Q&A session of this call, I know I've heard stories that I'm just going, oh my goodness, I never would have thought of that. I've been sleeping with the power chip on my right hand underneath of a wrist wrap for the last couple weeks, because I'm pretty confident I was doing something foolish, because I'm a boy and we do those things, and should have used a hammer to alter the position of a chunk of wood, and instead I used, you know, the palm of my hand. And a couple weeks later, it really started to hurt, and I talked to some friends in the medical field, and I said, that sounds like a hairline fracture. You should go get that x-ray. And I said, oh my goodness, I don't have time to go get an x-ray. So I asked them, well, what would you suggest as far as a NECAN solution? And they said, well, being that it, you know, happened a few weeks ago, and they usually, you know, you may not even feel them until a few weeks later, put a power chip on it, and you know, as often as you can. So different times of the day, if it bothers me, I'll go grab the the power mag and use it, but at night, it sure feels wonderful in the morning. And now I'm forced to not shake people's hands, but instead give them a wonderful Nikan hug, because shaking some guy's hands, I don't know if they're auditioning to become a really good greeter at a church or a sports arena. Well, sports arenas, they don't really shake hands so much, but definitely at church gatherings, these guys, you know, kind of pride themselves in that good, firm handshake. Well, that good, firm handshake is much to my demise. But I'll tell you, that power chip has been absolutely fantastic. Now, I could go on and on and on with stories from our family, what we've experienced in the last few years, especially with the M-strides, with the Spider-Ram technology and the sleep system and the newer ones. Now, we haven't outfitted the entire house with them, but the newer ones that we do have, it seems that those members of the family sleep a little better than the rest when they actually get to bed. And I'll tell you, the rollouts that I've given the last few months on that demo pad have been... Well, I mean, the rollouts are always wonderful, that glazed over effect, but there's something different and unique about the Spider-Ram technology and the way that it penetrates the body, the way it impacts just how our bodies function. So here's your chance. Here's your chance to simply say, yeah, this is what I did a couple weeks ago, or I shared this with a friend. It doesn't even have to be your own story. It could be somebody else or something that you heard. But I really want to focus, if we can, I want to focus in on these newer solutions or these newer modifications of our solutions. And the way you jump on the line, and I'm going to call somebody out right up front, because he's Jim Hartman. You typed up your experience with driving, this is almost a year ago, driving crisscross the country from Virginia to Kansas, and the amount of time that you spent driving on that Kinko C2, I think is pretty remarkable, and as far as your alertness and that kind of stuff. But I want you to share that. And the way you do that is you push *6 and on your phone line, and that'll put you into the open line format, and then you can share. And then when you're done sharing, hit *6 again, and that'll mute your line again. So, Jim, I know you're on the line. And before you share, one little thing I need to preface. We, as when Dr. Robin is with us, we don't make any medical claims. Just because somebody's had this experience does not mean everybody who has had a similar condition is going to have this experience. We call it just a series of coincidences, and they happen about 100% of the time, that when someone comes in contact with a Nikan solution, just like the law of physics, the law of magnetics and far infrared and negative ions, their body will change. They will experience a change. But we don't make any medical claims, and I'm going to throw that out up front so nobody can get in trouble for anything they say. So anything that's shared this morning, nobody's making a claim. They're just simply sharing their story. So, Jim, it's your turn. And I don't think you hit *6. Because if you did, you hit it again, and now you disappeared on me. Okay. Well, while Jim's figuring it out, let's go to somebody else. Did anybody else get in the line? I don't think I did. Double muted, did I? No, let's try. There we go. I hear somebody.
That's Jerry Adams.
Go ahead, Jerry. Thank you. So I didn't hit *6 and double mute you guys out because you got in the line. Go ahead, Jerry.
I got a couple of real quick ones. One of them was a 94-year-old gentleman who had severe edema in his right hand and arm. He had congestive heart failure, and he was on hospice, so they were giving him Tylenol with codeine and morphine to block the pain because it was extremely swollen. And his daughter bought one of the backpacks, took it out to him about 7:30 at night.
Now, Jerry, this is, and pardon me for interrupting, but it is my call, so I have that privilege. But, Jerry, this is, I think, I remember you sharing this story with me. This was the using her, his daughter used the new MagFlex, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, okay. I just want to make sure. Not that I'm trying to be anal here. I want to make sure because there's a big difference between the MagFlex and the original KinkoFlex. Big, big difference.
And anyway, she took it out to him, the MagFlex, and told him just to sleep with it and, you know, put his arm on it and sleep. And she checked back with him the next morning. So she came in about 7:30 the next morning when he was having breakfast. And she walked in the room and she said, "Hey, Dad, how you doing?" And he raised his hand up, and all the swelling was gone.
Okay.
All the pain was gone. He didn't need any more morphine. And he lived about 6 more months before he passed away. But he wore that thing every night.
And he just simply wrapped it around his arm, right?
He just laid his arm on. Didn't even wrap it around.
And what, you said the name of his condition was what again?
Edema.
Edema. Okay.
Yeah, severe swelling of the tissues. There was about 3 times normal size.
Okay. And he probably didn't care how it worked, what it was doing. He just enjoyed the results, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, and he bought 5 more for presents for Christmas. which I enjoyed.
Oh, that's fantastic. So just, and again, you know, that's one of the wonderful things we often forget. That there's very few of our solutions come with an instruction manual on how to use them or where to use them on the body. Obviously, if it looks like a shoe insert, we walk on it, we step on it. If it looks like something would go on the bed, we sleep on it. Those things are kind of obvious. But something like a MagFlex, a 5-inch by 7-inch chunk of plastic with, what do we have, 29, I think, of the Dynaflex magnets in it. There's no real instructions on where to put it or how to use it other than that the smoother side should go towards the skin. But who would have thought that you'd use it on a swollen arm? But yeah. It does work. But you said, Jerry, you said you had another one.
Yeah, I have several people. I network about 4 days a week in different groups, and I've got several people that have had restless leg syndrome. They were thrashing around all night. They just simply put it on their low back and wouldn't, you know, it went away. And then several others who had operations for the L3, L4 vertebrae that had, you know, the pain had come back and they were not able to sleep. And as soon as they started wearing it on their back, they slept all night long. And I've got like half a dozen ladies that are doing that.
So you're getting known in the northern part of Houston as the MagFlex man, I'm guessing?
I introduced myself as the magnetic Nick and personality.
So
promoter, you know.
And so you're really talking about the MagFlex, and is there a reason why that versus a variety of other solutions that we have?
Well, I do the bottle quite extensively, and I'll get their attention by walking up in front of them, and I'll have my keychain hanging on the bottle, and so if you lose your keys, you know, you've got a handy-dandy key holder here. and a lot of them, you know, I've been talking about for a little while, and they'd look up and say, "Oh, it's got magnets." Yeah, it does. I've been telling you that for 6 weeks. But when they see it sometimes, you know, they're more visual, so they say, "Oh, it's got magnets," and then they'll come over and say, "How's that thing work?" "Oh, it works great."
And sometimes, I had a friend of mine a few weeks ago said, "Vance, I would have thought by now," and he's been around Nikon for quite a few years. He said, "I would have thought by now everybody would have heard of magnetics and everybody would have heard of Nikon." I said, "No, not yet. Not quite. No, there's still some people that are newbies to it." Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Faye. I hear you in the background contributing to make sure Jerry tells the stories correct. Thank you guys for kicking it off and getting us underway. I know there's lots of stories. Please don't be shy out there because then it becomes just myself and a bunch of people listening. So, Jim Hartman, are you on the line yet? Did we lose you? I know you were here earlier, so. Well, we don't have to hear from Jim next. We can hear from anybody. Again, if you press *6 on your phone line, that'll open it up. I know there's a lot of you, and if you've shared before, this is your chance to share it again. Please don't take the attitude of, well, everybody's heard this story. No, everybody hasn't heard this story. And we'll wait.
Hello, Vance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Remind
me. This is Vance at Fort Hood.
Good morning. Good morning to have you. So what, give us your story.
It's about the MagFlex. It's just a great thing when, because I've had problems with this slipping out in my lower spine at L4, L5, and L5S1, and pinching nerves. It's great just to be able to put that in place, and, you know, within minutes, the pain goes away. Within, you know, like a week, there's just no pinching of the nerves anymore because of the conditions that the magnets creates there, allowing the body to heal itself.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Prior to using the MagFlex, what did you usually do to deal with that issue?
Well, the only thing that the medical people would use was narcotics and physical therapy.
Okay.
And that didn't work too good.
And I don't remember your age, and I'm going to ask that, and then I'll explain why.
I'm 46.
You're 46. Okay, so I'm 2 months, 3 months from that magic age myself, and which, in my opinion, is far too young to have a condition like what you're dealing with. Not that it's reserved for people who are, you know, 60, 70, 80. However, what I'm discovering with, as you're saying, the use of the MagFlex on your back instead of using narcotics and physical therapy that really doesn't seem to work, this actually does for the body what the body needs it to do, and you know, kind of realigns things, much like a chiropractic adjustment. Every once in a while, it's a good idea to have that done to kind of put things back in kilter because we abuse our bodies regularly. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, part of the reason for that is 20 and a half years in the Army, going into combat zones, wearing all that gear that we have to wear in combat, it wears the back out a lot and does a lot of compression of the spinal column.
That along with a lot of other things that can be done. So I should have said this, thank you for, as we just celebrated Memorial Day a couple weeks ago, thank you for serving our country the way that you have. Now, are you still active in the military?
No, sir. I retired in 2006 and just got into Nikon last year because of the magnetics and what they've done for me.
Okay. So, in other words, what you're telling me, that condition in your back, that pain is the word that you use, that didn't go away when you retired.
Actually, it started after retirement. From the Army, anyway.
So it was a retirement gift.
Yes. But I also have another one that I'd like to share with about one of the sisters at church.
Okay.
She had fallen while in school. She's studying to be a nurse. And she had fallen while going through one of the hospital training episodes. And when she fell, it hurt her hips where she couldn't stand upright, nor could she walk correctly because of that, because of the pain. And I saw her like that, and I was like, here, take this, use it for a day, see if it helps any. And loaned her my MagFlex, because I always keep it right there on my back. And she put it in, into the edge of her skirt, pushed it around towards the side of her hip where it was hurting. She came back that evening and gave it back to me like, man, this thing's great. And just about 2 hours, I was able to walk normal and stuff. And I didn't even realize until we came out of this one place and I realized I didn't have pain and I didn't have to sleep over. I was walking normal. I was like, thanks.
Now, at that point, did she invest in her own, or did she just keep borrowing yours when it came back?
No, she's looking at getting her own stuff and possibly even coming in and joining Nikon with me.
Okay. And, you know, I, as you share that, I keep hearing the words, and I'll have Julie Tara in a couple of weeks when she gets back from Europe share this directly. You see it on the Discovering Niken, the opportunity, the newest video that was just introduced. You see her share this in a way, but not exactly in these same words. It's not so much as you've done, or as Jerry was saying, that his friend bought it for her father with the arm condition. It's not so much leading with the product or leading with the business or leading with... It's just simply sharing our enthusiasm about Niken with other people.
Yes.
And I think that's exactly what you're doing. At least that's what I'm interpreting what you're saying. And when people have that experience, it's much like anything else. We're not trying to sell Subway sandwiches. We're trying to take them to Subway, the restaurant, so they can experience it. Our family has that experience whenever we go to California or New Mexico or Nevada. We feel this way about In-N-Out Burger. We're not big burger people. We don't eat a lot of red meat. We never eat pork. However, when you're in a place that has certain dining establishments that you don't have at home, you tend to get excited. And it's just a real quality old-fashioned burger made with real ingredients. And it's just a different place. Because we don't do fast food. We don't do McDonald's, Burger King. I'm coming up on 11 years that I've stepped foot and eaten in a McDonald's. Okay, I just don't do that. But our enthusiasm towards In-N-Out Burger is because we've experienced the whole experience, not just the food. And I think that's exactly what you're sharing or doing when you share, whether it's a Magplex or anything else. You know, it also you bring up, too, that I think is fascinating, is that you pulled yours right out of your back, it sounds like.
Yes, sir.
And you gave it to her. With our former Kinko flexes, we couldn't do that. You could, but usually, number one, after a few weeks' time, they started to look a little ragged, or they started to collect a few pieces of lint off of our waistline, and or they would get cracked, and or the fabric would start to peel off. With these newer solutions, that is not the case. They're made in a totally different design. They're more, have you thought of a way that you could possibly break that Magplex like our old Kinko Flexes? Or, well, actually, if you're newer, you probably don't. Did you ever see the original Kinko Flex?
I think I saw one. My sponsor, I think, had it originally when I first met them. But I haven't seen one since then.
Okay. So, but in your opinion, being a trained military operative, is there a way that you think you could actually break that?
I've put it through some pretty good flexation, and I've not seen a tear even attempt to start on it. So, no, I have.
Okay. Okay, and I don't mean to deviate on that and put you on the spot, but it's just one of those things that it speaks volumes of the construction of what we're dealing with. So, and hey, I missed your first name when you jumped on, and I want to give you credit.
Les,
that's Les? Right.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you for sharing. I know there's a few others that are chomping at the bit, or at least I'm hoping they're chomping at the bit to share. But and we don't have to just specifically talk about Magplexes. We've got Texans sharing about Magplexes, but we have several other solutions that we could mention.
Vance?
Yes, there you are, Jim.
Yeah, I was frantically punching *6* to so you could hear me, and then what I had to do was sign off, reset my phone, and log on again.
For those of you who don't know Jim Hartman, he and cell phones, well, they're not the best of friends. He's learned all the things that could potentially go wrong with them. But, Jim, you are a career military naval career individual as well, and retired from the Navy a few years back. And as a result of that, and I'm kind of giving the summed up version, you had all of your stuff shipped to what you thought would be a central location, not knowing where you were going to settle, and that ended up in Kansas.
Right.
And I think it was, was it last October you decided to drive from Virginia back to
Right,
Kansas?
It was in October. I went out to Paola, Kansas.
From?
Which is close to Emporia. Well, it's close to Ottawa.
Okay, so it's so, Kansas nonetheless, and you started in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and
Right.
did a road trip by yourself. And how many miles did you log in total?
Well, from where I live to the storage facility in Paola, it was about 1,246 miles.
Okay,
and
one of the tools in your arsenal of Nikan Solutions, it was and still is the Kinko seat.
Right.
And
the water bottle.
And the water bottle, of course, to stay hydrated. And what was the longest amount of time that you did in one day stretch? Hours.
Well, what happened was I started out and I figured if I could go between 600, 700 miles and then if or when I get tired, I'd find a place to stop. And I figured I wanted to get west of Louisville. So I was driving on. I got to Louisville, and I still felt good. So I just kept going and driving along, singing along with the radio. And next thing I knew, I started seeing signs for O'Fallon, which is right next to St. Louis. So I went all the way to St. Louis, and I thought, well, there's no sense in spending money for a hotel. If I feel this good, I'll go on to Kansas City and stay with a friend. So I went on to Kansas City, and I still felt good. So I drove all the way to Lane, Kansas to stay with a friend of mine. And
from when you woke up in the morning to when you finally, your head hit the pillow that night, how many hours of driving had that been?
Well, I stopped when I needed to, make a pit stop, and I stopped to get coffee and get some gas. And I wasn't in any hurry. I just took my time. It took me about, almost 20 hours of continuous driving.
Okay, in one shot?
Yeah, I drove straight through.
Okay, and Jim, for the record, you just celebrated, what was it, your 37th birthday again?
Yeah, right, the second time.
Yeah, so let people know how young you actually are.
In September, I'll be 71.
Okay. So I guess the point I'm trying to drive home is that having just experienced not as long, not 20 hours in one shot, the most we did a week and a half ago and prior to that, driving to Southern California from Portland, the most we did in one shot I think was 10 hours of driving myself. And when we got back home, other than McKenna, our 15-year-old driving, because she wants to log in some hours with her learner's permit. I did all the driving. Stacey, it wasn't that she didn't offer. I could not believe how much that Kinko seat keeps you relaxed and absolutely blown away. Now, the other seats we've had before, whether it would be years ago we had a far infrared seat or the original Kinko seat, it just, there's something unique. Jim, and you've been around Nikan for a few years too, and I know you had the original seat. How would you describe the difference in what you experienced?
Well, that original seat, I used that back in 2001 when I was driving, going all over the lower 48 states. And I don't know how many thousands of miles I used that thing, but it got to the point where it wore out, to the point where I had to discard it. And then I put this car in storage for a couple of years, and I did not transfer it to the other car. But I just before I bought this one, see, it had been about, I don't know, maybe 4 years between the two. And just before that, I used to drive like close to 2 hours to get up to, you know, our friend Bonnie Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 2 hours to drive up to the restaurant that she was opening. And I used to get sleepy. I mean, I had trouble staying awake in that two-hour drive. So I thought, I've got to get the Kenco seat. And I thought it would be like the old one, but I got this new one. And I put that in, and man, I could drive up and back. In fact, I did one day. I drove up, and she had an accident, so she couldn't get there. So I turned on and drove right back. So 4 hours, and I was still wide awake.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just no doubt in my mind, there's no way I could have driven all that way straight through to Kansas without that seat.
And I want to encourage, and I think I got this idea from you, or maybe it was somebody else, when doing road trips like this, or when traveling, even on a plane. Years ago, I remember, and some of you have been in Nikon a while, you remember going to an Nikon event, whether it was a Saturday expo or convention, or sometimes even an evening meeting, you'd see the seasoned Nikonites come in with their Kinko seats, and they'd set them in a hotel chair, and that was kind of a thing that, you know, we all did. And then over the years, I don't know if it's because we figured out how to use other solutions during the process, we kind of got away from that. But traveling with this seat cushion, whether in a car or in a plane or a train, bus, whatever, you know, method of transportation you use, this is a game changer. Again, I couldn't believe how relaxed I felt, and I made the mistake once during our 9-day vacation of not transferring it to the hotel bed. And once we got to Southern California, I forgot, and I didn't bring it in. I did the first night when we stopped halfway, and then I woke up that first morning, and we were walking around, and I said, "Stacy, do you have the MagFlex in your purse or in her bag?" And she said, "No." And I went, "Okay, well, hopefully this will work it on out." And I could not believe in just one night how some back issues reoccurred. And that afternoon, when we got back to the hotel, I went back to the parking lot and grabbed the Kinko seat out, put it on my side of the bed, woke up the next morning, and everything was back to normal. And
if I go somewhere and I can't take the Kinko seat, I always have my M-Strides in, and I'll take a water bottle with me. And the two of those, they just seem to help. I'm tend to be more alert, and that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you heard about my sister's experience with the sleep system?
No, I remember talking to her after a couple nights. I think you and I did a three-way last Friday, but do share. Mm-hmm. Share what happened to Sister Marion.
Before, she said she woke up feeling like she slept on a pile of rocks. And she got the sleep system, and she has been sleeping much better, and she wakes up feeling more rested. She said the only problem she has with it is she can't keep her cat off the bed. The cat before would not go into her bedroom because she's a doll collector, and she's got a lot of dolls around them. But since she put that, starting from the first night she put that sleep system on her bed, she said that she went out of the room to get something and come back in, and Mia, the cat, was up right on the center of the bed. And she said now the only way she can keep the cat off the bed is when she goes to bed is she has to put the cat outside and close the door, out of the bedroom and close the door.
Uh-huh.
So Mia knows. Mia's an older cat. She's about like 12 years.
Okay.
And she just loves that bed and with a comforter.
And you know, and having talked to Marion last Friday, she'd had the sleep system, had the Nature Rest sleep system at that point. What was it, three or four nights?
Three nights.
Yeah. Three nights. And she didn't use that description of, I remember what she had said that, she did say that, she used to feel like when she woke up in the morning, felt like she slept on a pile of rocks, and that's definitely not the case. Jim, for the record, and I don't want to belabor this, but I think it's interesting that and I know you have for months now wanted to introduce this to your sister, but just we're trying to wait for the right opportunity. Share with the group the condition that she has suffered with for quite some time.
Well, she has focal dystonia.
Which is what?
It causes a rigidity, a tightening of the muscles in the right side of her neck. She's fortunate it only affects just a certain area. With dystonia, the whole body gets rigid, and they end up in a fetal position, and they can't get out of it. But it just affects the right side of her neck and the top of her shoulder. And when those muscles tighten up, it pulls her head down to where her right ear touches her shoulder. And that, of course, that's painful. She said it's like the calf in the arch of the foot, or the cramp in the arch of the foot when you get those. But she said it affects the other side of her neck as the muscles try to compensate to hold her head up.
And she would, for treatment of this, Jim, I remember you sharing with me months ago, and this was part of your frustration was not being able to share anything. She would drive quite a distance to get cortisone
shot. Yeah, about 65 miles, and she gets 12 Botox injections in the side of her neck and the top of her shoulder, and kind of like Botox, you know, of course, it paralyzes the muscles, and she gets her full range of motion back, and the relief she gets, she said it's incredible. When she goes there, she's crying. It's a combination of the pain from the shots and just crying for, because of the relief, crying for, I guess, like happiness. And we're waiting to see.
Yeah, those usually last, what, 3-4 months, and then she's back making that trip again?
6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, 6 to 8 weeks. Okay, I see. I thought it was longer than that. So,
no.
Yeah, and then she's also, you were kind enough as her brother to give her a pair of the M-Strides, the Perfect Link necklace, and one
right.
of the power chips.
Right.
And I remember her saying to me, it was kind of like, that necklace really does feel good. I need to put that back on.
Yeah, it's too early right now to see what it's going to do for her problem with that problem with the neck, the dystonia, but she seems to be pretty comfortable at this point, and in the next couple of weeks we'll see if she's going to have to go back and get those shots or not.
Yeah, so I'm pretty hopefully optimistic, I guess I should say, that, you know, and as we said at the very beginning of the hour, at the top of the call, that we don't make any medical claims with a specific condition or something that the medical community has diagnosed in our bodies. However, when you change the environment, the term that the people in the wellness sector are using is grounding. When you allow the body to be grounded. And Jim, why don't you share real quick? We kind of went a little longer than I'd hoped to this morning, but that's because we got so many stories to share. Real quick, can you share your experience at the, I think you were at the VA hospital a few weeks ago, and that term grounding came up with you and one of the doctors as you guys were conversing?
No, it
wasn't the word grounding, but she asked you if you ever go outside with your bare feet and walk.
Oh, yeah. That was with Miss Doolin. She's the director of the vet center in Norfolk, Virginia. And we were talking about just physiologic responses of the body to certain things and everything. And she brought up in the conversation, she said, do you ever go barefoot outside? She said, walk in the grass or on the beach or something like that. And I said, lately I have been. And she said, you know, we're designed to come into contact with the earth because of this magnetic potential that the earth has. And I couldn't stifle a smile. I started smiling when she started down that track. And she was explaining to me about how it helps to walk barefoot, that we'll feel better, and we just get more of a feeling of peace walking barefoot in the grass and stuff. And I said, as she was talking, I kicked off my shoes. And then I shared with her about the M-Strike. And she had to try it. She needed to get some of the M-Strike. So I had a pair in the trunk. And I ran out and got them and took them in. And let's see, I'm going to meet with her on the 18th. That's
okay.
Coming Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to seeing what feedback I get about the M-Strike.
Well, and I think the biggest thing is what you shared with her was that, you know, yeah, I'm familiar with that concept. It's becoming more and more prevalent. Now, if you hang out with a bunch of folks that are not into wellness, that, you know, go through a six-pack of Pepsi a day and a couple packs of cigarettes,
yeah,
and, you know, they live at, you know, McDonald's or Burger King pretty much every day, they're probably not, as the McDonald's billboards that I've seen lately, they're probably not really a true foodie, because foodies, people that enjoy real food, they're not going to be eating at McDonald's. Now, I'm not being critical of people that take part in those things. However, I think when it comes to all things wellness, those folks that are in that arena, that these terms of, well, we gotta make contact with the earth, we gotta get this natural energy from the earth, that's exactly what these Niken solutions are doing, and they're making it easier for us, because all we have to do is put our feet back in our house shoes or put our feet back in our everyday shoes. As long as we've got a pair of those M-Strides, then we're going to get that naturally. Same thing when we go to sleep on a Nature Rest sleep system. And I know I sound like a commercial at this point, but using a MagFlex on our back for a condition like what's been shared, what Jerry shared, what Les had shared, using the Kinko's seat to do a cross-country trip between Virginia and Kansas, like what Jim just shared. And then the Nature Rest sleep system for his sister Marion and the results that she's having. These are life-altering.
With my sister and with the VA lady, I left them with three recommendations after I explained to this lady, the VA, about the M-Strides and how they compensate for all the insulation we have with the shoes and the floors and carpet and everything. We're so far removed from the earth. But the thing that I recommended to her and my three things that I recommended to her and my sister was drink water, drink water, and drink water. So, and of course I recommended a water bottle if they weren't interested in the waterfall system yet.
You know, and real quick, I know there's another voice I just heard in here, so I want to have you finish off the call, but I do want to share that the friend that I'd made a couple days ago, she said, yeah, I have a water system at home that I invested $4,000, and I went, oh, okay, and I asked her if it was a particular brand. She said, no, that doesn't sound like it, and we sat there and I looked at the bottle. I showed her what the bottle does, and then and I said, you know, in the filters, we discovered coming back from California, our filters were bad, and the bottles we had, I changed them out, and boom, now that's working great again. And I said, you know, so for, you know what, $15 for a new filter, and she said, that's what it costs for your bottle filter? What was it for your home unit? And I told her, well, I just replaced that, and it was our cost was $24. Are you serious? And she said, the one on my home unit is $700.
Wow.
I said, to replace the filter? Yeah, the aqua components that we have for the waterfall, the stones, the main filter cartridge, are peanuts compared to what else is out there on the market. So go ahead, that last voice. And Jim, thank you for sharing. Real quick.
Sure.
Vance, I was just going to say that the term I think you were looking for a while ago was earthing.
Earthing, that's it, earthing. Thank you, Chris. That's the term. I remember hearing Roger Drummer mention that months ago, and I've heard several, I've seen it in print, is to get earthing components into our home. And that's what's being recommended by the professionals in the wellness industry, the earthing components. bring, find out ways to bring what Mother Earth or what God has put in the earth to impact our lives, because we're not coming in contact with it anymore. And we've been saying this, well, ever since Nikan first came to the North American market in 1989. But that term, earthing, is one that's come up the last few years, and it seems to be the buzzword. So thank you for that contribution, Chris. I want to thank Jerry and Faye and Les and Jim and finally Chris for sharing your stories. This has been a lot of fun. We'll do it again. We'll do it more often. So those of you who didn't have a chance to share, please be ready. Next time. I apologize, I didn't give you any fair warning other than the email I sent out last week, and we will do it again. And I think that's it, other than just to remind everybody, if what you heard this morning, you think, oh man, I wish I would have had my friend so-and-so because they deal with this issue, SaturdayAMLive.com, www.SaturdayAMLive.com is where the calls are recorded and archived, and so take advantage of that. And on that note, I'm going to tie a bow on this wonderful conversation. So thanks to those of you who shared, to all of the fathers and grandfathers. So if you're a grandfather, that means you were also a father. I think that's how it would work, right? I'm going to wish you a happy Father's Day tomorrow, so that commences at midnight tonight, so hopefully you are well celebrated. And
as well, Dan.
Thank you. And I do have a couple announcements that I'm going to make here, but I'm going to do those in a separate recording, so let me do this right quick. So bye-bye, everyone.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.